It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys. Welcome to another exciting edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast.
And exciting. Hey, Bob, you sound really down today. Are you depressed, or have you been drinking DayQuil?
Yeah, I've been drinking massive amounts of DayQuil. Normally, I'm drinking something else, but yeah, I'm really sick. My daughter, you know, she's starting preschool, and once when all the kids get sick, one of them gets it, and they all get it. So here I am. She comes home and spreads the love to everybody.
Yeah, having kids, I know about that. And speaking of feeling sick, I understand a lot of investors in EchoStar Dish Network also have upset stomachs today. And tell them why, Bob.
Yeah, that's because this morning the Supreme Court refused to hear and appear by Dish Network and it's lost to TiVo. So therefore, Dish has been ordered to pay TiVo its $104 million reserves that it has, the judgment.
Right. And plus interest. This doesn't really come as a surprise to me. I said this online today. Even back when we met with Charlie Ergen for our Satellite Guys meet and greet, we actually talked about this. And Charlie said he already had the money put away and was probably going to lose it, but it didn't really matter to him because he was looking to gamble and see what he could do for a victory.
Right. And this really wasn't a surprise. And you could totally tell that in both press releases from both companies, but they're still slinging mud just as bad as Obama and McCain are. One's still saying it's not infringing, the other's still saying it's infringing. Let's get this done and over. Let's build a business relationship with TiVo.
Well, yeah, that's what I say. You know, work with TiVo, sell TiVo services, make more money for both companies. That's a good thing. But I'm actually expecting, it's actually starting to look like that Dish may lose the other lawsuit as well. I'm hearing a lot of rumors from the inside at Dish that Dish has discontinued all standard definition DVRs from being sold and manufactured. This means when a customer orders Dish Network service and they want a DVR, they're going to get themselves a 622 instead of a 625, and that being because the 625 was one of the infringing receivers, while the 622 is not.
Right. I've been getting the feeling from the past couple of weeks that, I don't know, maybe it's just me, or maybe, I don't know, but it feels like Charlie's trying to tank Dish Network for some reason.
I don't know if Charlie's just out playing golf somewhere, because nobody's steering the ship right now, and this is the worst I've ever seen Dish Network operate as a company that I can remember.
Yeah, you know, I used to work for EchoStar at one time or another, and it was really a company I could have been proud of, and I really want to see EchoStar do well, because I still have that pride, adventure, and winning attitude. But the thing is we see Charlie, and we see what he's doing, and we know that's the wrong way for the direction of EchoStar and Dish Network, and we know that there could be so much more there, and that they really, really could be doing well right now.
Yeah, they could, and, you know, Charlie, on the next earnings call, I'm sure he'll get on there and say it's because of the economy and because of the financial crisis we're in. But I'll bet dollars to donuts that DirecTV has positive numbers and good numbers, while Dish Network's numbers once again tank and also report another big subscriber loss.
Right. And really, you can't use that excuse yet. Not until the next conference call you could start using that excuse, because it's not... The economy has been going south, but it's not until recent that it's gone way south.
Bob, I think he's been using that excuse the past two or three conference calls. I don't know why he would say such a thing, but that's one of the excuses he's been giving why Dish has been performing so badly. It's time for Charlie to take off the blinders and look at what's going on at his company before it sinks too far under for him to regain control again.
Yeah, we all know what excuses are. They're like butts. They're all big and they stink.
Yep. Oh, speaking of stinking... a lot of people were upset last night. They were upset that their HD DVR is locked up overnight, and a lot of people said that stinks.
Yeah, I heard that, Scott, on the forums, and in fact, just about 18 minutes ago, as we're taping this tonight, it's a Monday night, and my DVR went to go record Chuck, and it decided it wanted to reboot on its own. So therefore, I missed a couple few minutes of Chuck while it rebooted.
Yeah, well, what's happened is they had some kind of transmission problem that was sending out some bogus information in the data stream that was causing the DVRs to lock up. As far as I know, this data, the erroneous data, went out twice at two different times and caused the DVRs to lock up at both of those times. But I'm told by DirecTV they went through, they found where the bad stuff was, and they also sent out reboot commands for the DVRs to reboot them so it would get rid of the stuff that was stuck in memory that could cause the lockup again.
Right, I'm glad that they're troubleshooting and getting a fix to this. It's definitely a good thing to see that DirecTV cares about their customers, that they're willing to go ahead and do that for them.
Yeah, they were pretty quick on the ball this morning, and you know, were contacting us almost immediately, saying that the problem was definitely on their end, and they were working to fix it. And they were updating me and Jason all afternoon with how they're coming along. It was really good communication from DirecTV, and I'm happy to see such a thing.
Oh, speaking of DirecTV, there is a pay-per-view event that is going to be on 2 days this weekend. It's called BlizzCon for all you World of Warcraft fanatics out there. It's $34.95. This is only available on DirecTV, I believe, and it's in 100% high def, so if you're a World of Warcraft fan out there, you might want to give that a check out over on Channel 97 this week.
And speaking of odd programming,
yes,
Dish Network last Wednesday upset a lot of their customers when they launched a new channel, Channel 73, the Obama Channel.
Yeah, I saw that. There are a lot of the rubber room that we have in the pub members forum was going crazy about it. So was the Dish Network forum there for a little while. But, yeah, a lot of people, they said, why not give McCain his own channel? And what this turned out to be was that Obama purchased Satellite Time, just like Jewelry Channel or any other channel, and decided to run his own channel until the duration of the election.
Yep, and originally I was kind of upset about it myself, because if you look back at Dish's history, no matter which way your political leanings are, you know, over the past year or two, Dish has been heavily leaning towards the Democratic Party. We go all the way back to when I was invited over to Charlie Ergen's house this past spring for dinner. And, you know, and then I'm told I would get an invitation in my email. I open up my invitation, and it's a $2,500 dinner to go have dinner at Charlie's house with Hillary Clinton. And then from there, you know, they ran a DNC conference from Denver in high definition, but they didn't do the Republican convention. And from a lot of people's standpoint, it's looking like Dish is trying to force the Democratic, you know, the whole Democratic Party thing down people's throats, when it's really not the case. Yes, Charlie had, you know, Hillary Clinton over his house for a dinner, for a fundraiser for her. And yes, they showed the DNC conference in full high definition. Now, the reason why they didn't show the RNC in full high definition, there was a couple of factors going in there, and I don't even know if I'm supposed to talk about this yet or not, but I'm going to anyways. Number one, it wasn't in Denver like the other one was, because Dish did their own transmission of the event for the Democratic National Convention, and they were planning on doing the same thing for the Republican National Convention. However, there was a hurricane going through the area at that time, and they were almost considering canceling the RNC convention, and then they decided to do it at the last minute. The trucks that were supposed to be used by Dish Network for the high-definition feed were not available because they're being used elsewhere to cover the hurricane coverage. And there was a high-definition feed available, but it was not wall-to-wall coverage. It was only select events that were broadcast in high definition. It wasn't a wall-to-wall feed like they had for the DNC. And it really had nothing to do with Dish Network trying to play favorites. They really wanted to cover the event in high definition. They just didn't have the equipment there to be able to do it.
Right. And as the election progresses and everything, it's going to get really nasty. And all I ask of people is to look at the candidates, go to both websites, go to Barack Obama's website, go to John McCain's website, view the facts, get educated, and definitely vote. This is a historic election. Know the facts. I know there's all this rhetoric going on the campaign trail with different people saying Obama's with terrorists, which, by the way, is not true. And McCain and his little financial fiasco. Go get the facts and make your own choice.
I actually want to put a new ballot on the election machines this year. I want to vote to add a new button on the machine that's marked none of the above. And so that way when people go and vote and they can't decide which one they like, they just select a none of the above button. And I'd like to see how many people actually vote for that button.
I'm wondering how many votes Mickey Mouse is going to get this year. That's what I really want to know.
Actually, I'm thinking about voting for you, Bob.
Oh, awesome. Cool. I'll take it.
But the Obama channel is a paid advertisement. Dish really screwed up its launch because when they launched it, they didn't put in the description that it was a paid advertisement. And over the first 2 days, I understand that lots and lots of people called Dish Network complaining and canceling their service because of this Obama channel, when reality-wise, all it was just a paid commercial channel.
Right, yeah, people are going to have their own judgments, and you can't force those judgments. And the big thing is when you think about who subscribes to Dish Network by a demographic per se, usually because Dish Network offers that cheaper alternative, it is going to be a lower class or lower income class that does subscribe to Dish Network. So it does make sense for Obama to put his paid advertising on that particular satellite service.
And Obama, like him or hate him, he's running a new age campaign. He's going for the new media. He's doing a lot with the internet. He's doing a lot with all kinds of different media stuff. While McCain's still running the old-fashioned campaign of handing out buttons and giving yard signs and saying, you know, go McCain. So they're both running different things. And, if McCain wanted to rent transponder space from Dish Network and launch his own commercial channel, they're more than willing to take his money and have it. It's not Dish Network saying, you should vote Democratic because that's what Dish Network wants. It's make up your own mind and decide for yourself.
Exactly. Well, Scott, that's the music.
All right, Bob. Well, I hope you're feeling better.
Yep, and we'll catch you guys next week, and hopefully we'll have some more news for you guys.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.